Support for the Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal manufacturer and industry innovator specializing in precision sheet metal cutting, bending, perforation, forming, laser welding, and assembly. As a locally grown company, Begno prides itself on community engagement and support. Each Friday, Begno invites visitors and clients to tour the facility and enjoy lunch with the team. To schedule a visit, the telephone number is 237-5069.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is looking to the CEOs running dozens of the nation's leading companies, such as Apple, Boeing, and Walmart, to give the long-term unemployed a shot. He met today with some of the business leaders who've signed a list of best practices aimed at stepping up efforts to recruit qualified people who've been unable to find work for at least 6 months.
Giving up on the unemployed will create a drag on our economy that we cannot tolerate. Giving up on any American is something America cannot do.
Obama also says he will direct the federal government to apply the same standards to its own hiring practices as he has asked of corporate America. Inflation in the European Union has unexpectedly fallen further below its target, that according to Eurostat, the EU statistics office. It says inflation in the 18-country eurozone fell to 0.7%. The European Central Bank is expected to discuss the latest numbers when it holds its monthly policy meeting next Thursday. Economists are watching to see if the ECB will ease its monetary policy further in response to fears over deflation, which could find consumers delaying purchases and businesses putting off investments. The first round of Syrian peace talks in Geneva has yielded few, if any, results. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the UN mediator at the center of the negotiations is hoping to get the rival parties in Syria's civil war back to the table February 10th.
Mediator Lakhdar Brahimi stressed the positive aspects of this difficult week of talks, calling it a modest beginning on which we can build. But he didn't minimize the hurdles that lie ahead.
The gap between the sides remain wide. There is no use pretending otherwise. Nevertheless, during our discussions, I observed a little bit of common ground.
Brahimi listed 10 points of common ground, including a commitment to end violence and to discuss a transitional governing body with full executive powers. He cautioned, however, that this is only his opinion, not a declaration by the two sides. He hopes the next round of talks will be based on a mutually agreed agenda, one thing missing from the talks thus far. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Geneva.
Britain's Sellafield nuclear site is resuming normal operations after radiation alert caused a partial shutdown. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports that alarm was apparently triggered by naturally occurring radioactivity.
The Sellafield nuclear site is the largest of its kind in Europe. The sprawling complex has had numerous environmental problems over decades of operations. So when a radiation alarm in a remote part of the site went off, officials told non-essential workers to stay at home. But after further analysis, it now appears the alarm was triggered by radon gas. Radon comes from the decay of naturally occurring uranium in the soil. Site operators say they will resume normal operations tomorrow. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Dow is down 110 points. This is NPR. For the first time in its 48-year history, the Super Bowl is being held in the northeastern U.S. Sunday's games will be played in New Jersey, while the pre-event festivities are in New York. For member station WNYC in New York, Stephen Nesson reports a Big Apple has been transformed for the big game.
13 blocks of pedestrian plazas in Midtown Manhattan are now filled with NFL-sponsored activities, media tents, and stages. Fans have been lining up all week for field goal kicking, autograph signings, and the opportunity to catch a glimpse of the Vince Lombardi Trophy. There's also a 60-foot-high, 180-foot-long toboggan run. The rest of the city is catching the fever, too. The George Washington Bridge will be lit orange and green through Sunday. Organizers are expecting a million visitors. The NYPD has beefed up security in Midtown. New Jersey State Police will deploy up to 700 troopers at MetLife Stadium on game day Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Nesson in New York.
Chevron is reporting a 32% drop in its fourth quarter profit due in part to declining production in older fields. Another contributor, lower prices for refined fuels relative to the cost of crude. Well, stocks opened sharply lower today following a series of disappointing earnings reports, weaker than expected inflation data in the Eurozone, and continuing concerns about declining currencies in emerging markets. In earnings, Walmart, Mattel, and Amazon reported declines. The latter two plunged 10% and 7% respectively. The Dow fell more than 200 points in morning trading. It is now down 120 points at 15,729. NASDAQ off 14 points at 4109. S&P 500 down 9 at 1786. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com.
It's 6 after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRBS. Stay tuned, though, at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. And then we have more news for you from NPR coming up at 4 p.m. Back now to 1987, music from Irma Thomas.
Spend your every night loving everybody but me. I've been a fool, but I ain't no more. Tonight I'm walking out that door. And if you think that I'll miss crying, 'cause you just won't love me right. If you think I'll miss the heartache, you can think twice. You can think twice. Used to think my love could make you change. In your arms I thought a lot of things. Baby, you're a dream, but you're a dream that don't come true.
But I'm talking about right now, even though I need to be beat with every nothing.
Carol Friend and her husband, the late Clarence Holloman, on guitar. Carol Friend and Clarence Holloman recorded back in 1991 at Ultrasonic Studios in New Orleans. That was a number called I Need to Be Beed With, Carol doing the vocals. And before we heard Carol, we heard Irma Thomas, recorded in Metairie back in 1987. The soul queen of New Orleans, Irma Thomas, did a number called You Can Think Twice. We're going to head next here on the Blues Box to Tipitina's, turning back the clock to 1978. Here is Professor Longhair.
the thing that I used to do. Lord, I won't do no more. But my search would always end in vain. I'd search all night for you, baby. Lord, but my search would always end in vain. But I knew all along, darling, that you would hit out with your other man.
Recorded in 1960 in New Orleans, that was Earl King with a cover of the old Guitar Slim tune, The Things That I Used to Do. Earl King was heavily influenced by Guitar Slim. Of course, Slim's first recordings were done in the Crescent City of New Orleans. Before we heard Earl King, we heard Professor Longhair from 1978. We heard Fess live performing at Tipitina's, doing a rendition of Got My Mojo Working. And we have next here on KRVS a lady, yet another person associated with New Orleans, at least by birth, Lizzie Douglas. She moved with her family as a young girl to Memphis, Tennessee, and I guess she's better remembered for that connection, but she was born in Algiers, just outside of New Orleans. We're going to go back a number of years, a few decades, listen to Memphis Minnie, who was one of the first really great women blues guitarist to record as far as rural style blues guitar was concerned. Here's Memphis Minnie on guitar and vocals with a tune called Outdoor Blues.
One cold night, I was out in the frost and snow. No, I didn't have a penny. I couldn't find no place to go. Right down the lane, I thought I'd see the fire. Right down the lane, I thought I'd see the fire. That it warmed my head. The hobos had put it out. I was so cold. My feet race was never thrown. I was so cold, my face was never thrown. And I didn't have a penny, I couldn't find no place to go. I come to a house, I knocked up on the door. He wouldn't accept my company because I didn't have on no clothes. My feet were never frozen. My feet were never frozen. I couldn't find no place to go. I looked and saw old lady standing in the door. She said, come here, daughter, find it was that you trying to go.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
Like you. eating and drinking, sitting at the end, grinning my face and winking at my friend. When my back is turned, you're like a rooster at a hen. Oh, I hate a man like you.
Lizzie Miles, also known as the Creole Songbird, recorded in New York back in 1929 with none other than Jelly Roll Morton on piano. Very interesting piece, I Hate a Man Like You. She was preceded by Memphis Minnie. We heard Memphis Minnie do a number called Outdoor Blues. Next year on KRVS, from that same general time period, we're going to actually go back to 1932. This next one is a real classic, one that's been covered many, many times before in blues, but the original always has that appeal to it. Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell with How Long Has That Evening Train Been Gone?
Turn your train around. My baby's on there, and she's southern bound. But how long has that evening train been gone? She left me standing, throwing up my hands. Said she was going back to other men. How long has that evening train been gone. Loved her, ain't that too bad? How long has that evening train been gone? If I had known she was gonna leave me that way, my poor broken heart wouldn't have to pay. How long has that evening been gone? Well, she's gone. There's nothing for me to say. But maybe she will come back to me someday. How long has that evening train been gone? Come on.
walk with me. Back to the same old place, Memphis, Tennessee. Early one morning, just about 3:30, you done something that's really worrying me. Come on, take a little walk with me. Walk out on the old avenue. I have got something for you to do. Come on, baby, take a little walk with me. To the same old place where we long to be. Come on, baby, now we go walk so slow until every time you see me, you want to walk some more. Come on, baby, take a little walk with me. To the same old place where we long to be.
Robert Jr. Lockwood on guitar and vocals with a Take a Little Walk With Me. His very distinctive intros, those downscale chord runs are in a lot of his tunes. He was, of course, mentored by Robert Johnson, and Lockwood had a long, long career himself in the blues. And before we heard Robert Jr. Lockwood, we heard the sort of classic urbane blues duet of Leroy Carr on piano and vocals and Scrapper Blackwell on guitar. One of Carr's most famous compositions, How Long Has That Evening Train Been Gone? That recorded back in 1932. We're going to turn now to a number first recorded in 1931 by Skip James. Done here, though, by Cephas and Wiggins from their disc Homemade. Here's Cephas and Wiggins doing a rendition of the Skip James tune, Illinois Blues.
You go down in Bangland, tell my boy. Golden and Bangland, tell my boy what time I'm having.